all the excitement of being back home after a couple in their building with how well your team has played. What's it like for you guys gearing up for 7 o'clock tonight?
Oh, it's always good. I think it's always fun playing at home. I think it's a little more special playing here with the whiteout and everything, and it just seems like every game since first home game playoff has been getting a little louder and more exciting and more energy, and we'll definitely feed off the crowd to start the game, and then if we need them throughout the game, we'll feed off them when we have to.
Is there anything you learned in the first couple of games that you didn't know about this Nashville team so far, or have you seen them enough?
No, we've seen them enough. I think we played them, three times the last 20 games of the season, and played them there, played them at home, and there's no secret out here anymore. I think both teams know what each other brings, and it's going to be a good game. It's going to be an up and down game, a lot of skill, a lot of intensity, and that's what it's been.
How much have you enjoyed playing with the two young skilled wingers that you've been afforded to play with?
Yeah, it's been fun. I think they both bring different kind of elements to the game, and we kind of mesh well together. But obviously you got one guy with a lot of speed. He's not afraid to make plays, and you have another guy that also isn't afraid to make plays, and has potential to score from anywhere on the ice. So you always got to be ready, and you always got to, for me, I'm always trying to find both those guys. I know both guys want the puck all the time. Both those guys can, have good shots, so they're both kind of creating chances every time they get it.
How much of a mentorship role have you sort of taken on? Did you know you'd come in sort of as that, or is it just sort of happened?
Yeah, I don't know if I've taken. I'm just being myself. So I think, if I need to say something, I will say something. I think, I think there's a good leadership group in here, so I got a lot of guys kind of just feed off that. But like I said, I'm always there for them. I think as a player, I'm always trying to make my line mates better as a playmaker. So whether that's on the ice or whether it's off the ice, talking to them, kind of get them kind of emotions in check sometimes. Because I think when you're young, sometimes you get the emotions. You get a little too emotional, but some guys actually play better when they're more emotional, and some guys kind of play better when they're more even keel.
Young guys like them, they both talked about your consistency, and that's where they're trying to get to. Have you considered yourself, or has it taken time for you to get that consistency to your game every night?
Yeah, it takes time, but that's part of the mental part of the game. I think that's part of not trying to do too much, but being ready every game. I think, whether it's game one or game 40 or, game three or four of the playoffs, I think, that's what I strive to be. I try to be consistent as I can and, not try to do too much. I think sometimes, especially early in your career, I think early on in playoffs, people try to do too much. And I think, what I learned from watching older guys, better playoff performers was, when the games got bigger, they stayed the same. They stayed consistent. They played the same game no matter what, and they never let kind of the moment get bigger than it was.
Were there guys that you could think of who you were called back then?
There was a lot of guys, but I think Sakic is that perfect example. And then, watching him and even playing with him, as you saw it was the same thing. It was always had the same balance in his life. I think he never got too high, too low, never changed anything in his game. And, sometimes I'd get a little more physical if he had to, but at the same time, everything was for the game. Everything was on the ice, and talking to him, playing with him for years, you got to learn from him, and watching him kind of, he was one of my, growing up, he was one of the guys I kind of followed him. That was Colorado, it was always a fun team to follow. So, you learned a lot from him, but whether it was him, whether it was a guy like Andrew Burnett or Hey Duke or different guys like that, I can name more, but early in my career, I played a lot of older guys, and I was a young guy for 2, 3, 4 years there, so it was fun to be around those guys and really kind of soak up everything.